Where else can you go to not only find the information on how to train your dog, but the best deals on training equipment as well? Standing Stone Supply has everything you need to create that next versatile champion, from DT system electronics down to even emergency med kits to take with you on your hunting trips. If you need some help with your training program, then their step-by-step online course might be a great fit for you, making it a convenient one-stop shop for the knowledge as well as the gear to take your training to the next level. Hit up standingstonesupply.com and promo code GDIY will save you 10%.
As someone who constantly travels to new locations out of state to hunt, I have to rely on map scouting before I even get in the truck. Onyx Hunt Maps makes it super easy for me to plan out my trips as well as track my success while on the trip. The offline maps, along with the tracking feature and ability to add pictures to my waypoints, means I can always reference old trips and hunts to better prepare for the next. When planning your next hunt, be sure to use Onyx to put you and your dog in the best situation you can. Use code GDIY20 at checkout to save 20% and know where you stand with Onyx.
GDIY has partnered with the Bird Dog Society to do monthly bonus check-ins to discuss and announce any news and events that may be of interest for any and all bird dog owners and trainers. There are a lot of factors that impact us as we try to train, hunt, and just live with our dogs. So it is important to recognize the resources we utilize are maintained, improved, and people actually know about them. Please check out the links in the show notes that can direct you where to get involved and show your support.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second edition of the Bird Dog Society Update. Joined with me as usual so far is Jim Burris of Bird Dog Society. Jim, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you, Nick?
Living the dream as always. So kind of catch us up with what you've been up to since the last time we checked in about a month ago. You know, I know you've been hammering the woodcock pretty local in your area. What's the closing of the season been like for you?
Well, it's actually been a little bit slower than we started, just because life sometimes gets in the way. It seems like we're having such a warm winter here. I think a few more of the birds are going up to Virginia, already thinking about flying back north.
Yeah,
we took in the Virginia close, and we actually did pretty well up in Virginia. So some of the local haunts, you know, the birds are still there, but not in the numbers we saw earlier in the season. But there's still plenty of birds around, and we hope to get out a few more times before season closes next week. So
what's been your take overall of the woodcock season? Because you and I talked briefly about this at the very start. It seems like it's been a very interesting migration. Like, I don't know if it's in terms of bird numbers, if it's been lower, or if it's just the weather patterns that's been pushing birds down, up, down, up. It seems like they're just kind of all over the place, because I know here in Tennessee, I have not had the numbers or contacts that I have had the past few years.
Yeah, so I mean, the numbers have just been here in North Carolina, it seems like there's more birds focused closer to the coast. It's almost like they migrated a little bit tighter to the coast this year. And looking at migration patterns and stuff like that, it seems like there's a lot of big movements whenever they did start to move. So I think some of them just kind of passed over Virginia and North Carolina and areas, and are probably down in South Carolina and Georgia, and down even into Florida and Alabama. But yeah, it's been a little bit different this year. I mean, we always have birds here, but there are some slight fluctuations year to year, kind of how far inland you find the big concentrations of them. And we had such a dry start to our season. A lot of the traditional swampy covers were without birds this year. But, you know, we've recently got a lot of rains, and I think that's starting to move some of the birds around into different covers and stuff like that. But I think it's been so warm that a lot of birds are kind of making small movements north and south and other areas as well.
Well, I'm sure that I'm going to be jumping down that rabbit hole after the season officially comes to a close and everything down here, and getting to talk to people, because it seems like it's been a very interesting woodcock migration, at least down here in the South this year. But anyway, you didn't come on to talk about tailgate biology or theories on what the bird populations are, as much as we could, you know, hammer that. What has been the initial launch of Bird Dog Society? How's that gone for you guys? Has it been as fruitful as you guys were hoping? You know, kind of walk me through what it's been like when you guys actually launched and hit start on it.
Yeah, so, you know, we officially launched our website on January 9th. You know, we saw a really great initial response. And we're in every single day, we're adding new members on. It's actually a nice growth curve. And yeah, really we're staying busy trying to keep up with everything and continue to kind of put out events and programs and get planning and stuff done. We added another board member on to kind of help with a lot of that. And he's going to function as our secretary. And that's Rob Moore out of Virginia. And so, you know, a lot of people will be interacting with him on a regular basis if they send in emails and stuff like that. But we got a lot of stuff coming as far as, you know, all the decals and everything that's going to be going out to the members. Those should be heading out here soon. And, you know, kind of every week we, you know, keep adding members on, and that's really what we need. You know, some people it have to remember that, you know, we've only been launched for a few weeks. And so we've had a lot of people reach out about wanting to join their state chapters and states all over the place. You know, that's going to take a little bit of time for us to have chapters all over the country. You know, so we're focusing on North Carolina and Virginia. But we're planning on, you know, to have consistent growth, and we're trying to put programs and things on the ground so we can work, you know, to expanding our reach. You know, one of the things that we are getting ready to launch, and this is kind of a little bit of the debut of it. You know, as we're talking here, it's not on the website, but by the time this is released, we expect to have it on the website and ready to go, is an ambassador program. You know, because we get a lot of people that will reach out from state to state, asking to, you know, how can they be involved, and, you know, can I join the chapter and stuff like that. And we need to get those people plugged in. And if we're going to be a national organization, we need to have feelers in all the states out there to see, you know, what's relevant as far as bird dogs are concerned, to help, you know, push our mission and our events and help identify people in those states to set up chapters. And so our ambassador program is going to try to identify at least one person in each state to be a Bird Dog Society ambassador. And they can work with the local NAVDA groups, local special interest groups like dock diving and agility tests and just in hunters in general, you know, to help promote like our webinar series and events and see if they can help get interested people that want to be involved together to start a chapter. The ambassadors, you know, are kind of going to be the liaison between people on the ground and the board of directors. So that way we can kind of have a tab in each state where we can also pull on those ambassadors to get more resources for the website. You know, if they're in the state, they're going to know where you can go hunt your dogs, where you can get birds, and, you know, what kind of laws and regulations are kind of a hot topic in those states that we might be able to help address and stuff like that. So they're really going to be our eyes and ears on the ground. And so we're really excited about getting those ambassadors employed and identified. So
that's really cool. Like you said, you guys just started, and it sounds like one of the main questions you guys have is how to join a local chapter or something. So the ambassadors, while that's not starting a local chapter, it's kind of the first stepping stone in the path to getting the chapters within the local area. But like you said, it's more of like a community outreach, you know, get connected with these organizations or dock diving or whatever, so that when the chapter does launch, you guys are already rolling. It's not like you guys are launching and then trying to figure out what's going on. You guys are trying to figure out what's going on and then launch.
Yeah, because we need to, you know, we want to make sure that we do this right. You know, we want to have consistent growth, but, you know, there's a healthy rate at which we grow. We want to just make sure we have the structure and the foundation to support all of our goals. And we feel this ambassador program is going to be critical to having a good communication line between the board of directors, the National Bird Dog Society kind of organization, and the chapters that are in each state. You know, because, you know, an organization like this and what we're trying to achieve, it's going to take good communication, you know, across, you know, multiple time zones and, you know, different regulations for every state. And some projects states, you know, may support, some they may not. And so trying to figure out the specifics for each state, identifying people to help us navigate those and make a local impact on bird dogs and the owners is the goal with the ambassador program. And we already have a pretty good list of people that have reached out that are interested in, you know, helping set up chapters, help wanting to be involved, how they can volunteer and stuff like that. And so we'll be reaching out to some of those to, you know, ask them to be a part of the ambassador program. And then we're also going to have a form on our website that interested people can go to and just fill out some pertinent information and then answer a few questions to help us, you know, figure out who would be the best fit for an ambassador in that state.
So. Perfect. So if somebody has a recommendation or a nomination, I guess is what you could call it, just, you know, by all means, shoot it to Jim and maybe you guys can get something working in your individual state. With the exception of the ambassador, people inquiring about the local chapters, what have you seen in terms of response? What are people kind of connecting with? Is it the webinar series or any of the other future ideas? You know, have you guys gotten any feedback on that?
Well, right now, really, if you go to our events tab, the webinars are pretty much the only thing that we have right up there right now. But we're going to be adding a couple of events onto the website right now, or well, very soon, within the next week. And that includes a shed hunt that we kind of mentioned on the last update. We have a date for that. That'll be March 25th here in North Carolina on a local game lands, Butner Falls Game Lands. And we'll have planted antlers to where those antlers have an identifier on them and will be connected to prizes that are donated by companies. And so it's kind of like a active way to do essentially almost like a grown-up Easter egg hunt, but with shed antlers. And this is a great way to expose people to a new activity they can do during the off season for their bird dogs. Registration hopefully will be open by the time this airs. So then people can go to our events page and look for the shed hunt and they can go in there and register, and there'll be a small fee in order to participate in that event. It'll be a Bird Dog Society members only event. So that fee will include a 1-year membership to the Bird Dog Society.
Awesome. Well, what else you have going on? I know Pheasant Fest is right around the corner. I know you guys are having big plans for that. What do you have booth numbers for everybody if they're interested in linking up with you while you're there? You know, what's the plans at old Pheasant Fest?
Yeah, we'll be at Pheasant Fest from February 17th to the 19th. Our booth is 541. We welcome anyone to come by and just talk to us about our mission and how they can get involved, or, you know, become a member. We'll be happy to talk to anybody about that, or just, you know, talk dog. You know, that's what we can get lost for hours just talking about dogs. Pheasant Fest, we're really excited about that. Hopefully the weather holds out in Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll find out. Minnesota, Minneapolis, yeah. Minnesota in February. You know, that's we all kind of know what to expect during that, I guess.
Yeah, for us down from the southeast down here, you know, we're going to be suffering a little bit. So, something else we have getting ready to more details to come out on is we are in the process of working with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission on doing a 1-day introduction to hunting with your bird dog event. This is going to be a hands-on workshop where people can learn how to hunt woodcock, quail, and waterfowl with their bird dog. There'll be a lecture aspect to it, and then we'll go out in the field and actually have people show you how to set up a decoy spread and how you're going to want to position on a lake or swamp, and yeah, what woodcock habitat looks like and what quail eat and stuff like that. So we're pretty excited about that. That'll probably be in late September. We're still trying to work out the specific date on that. And that'll be on one of the public lands here in North Carolina as well. We've been very fortunate that the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission has been willing to work with us on our projects here. And we're starting to have conversations with in Virginia with some people up there as well to kind of, you know, get the same kind of traction up there and then just kind of expand from there.
Yeah. So that's really good timing too. September, you can go there, kind of get the lay of the land, figure out how to do this, how to do that, whether it's setting up a decoy spread or woodcock habitat, and you're not too far off removed from going to actually do it, right? You know, that's kind of the problem or challenge with some of the seminars or classes that you go to across the country is, you know, you might go in February, March, and then you have the 6 to 7 month gap between you can actually utilize the information. This might be pretty nice to where end of September hit it, and then the next month or two, you're actually putting it into use.
Yeah, our seasons start opening up in October. So, you know, we strategically tried to plan for September. You know, it gets really hot down here, especially in the Sandhills region, which is right. probably where this event's going to be. And so we wanted it to be cool enough that people would be comfortable. But, you know, we wanted to be right in front of that hunting season, so people are excited and motivated to learn a little bit. Because, you know, being involved with organizations where we see new people coming into NABDA and stuff like that every month with new dogs, you know, they're not into hunting and stuff like that. One of the biggest challenges that they have is just, you know, how to get started into hunting. You know, if they don't have a mentor, you know, it could be a little bit challenging just to learn what woodcock habitat looks like. Look, you know, learn what quail habitat looks like. What do they eat? What are you looking for when you're hunting? And how do you approach a dog on point? And just kind of these little details that this workshop is hoping to build some confidence for people wanting to take their dogs out hunting, so that, you know, when hunting season does roll around, they feel comfortable to do it. And, you know, they're getting out and being active and engaged with their dog and doing what the dog loves to do most. And, you know, that's go hunt.
Yeah. Love it. Well, what else do we have to update? You know, I know that you just covered a lot of ground, especially on some of the things that we started with last month. Is there anything else that we have to touch on for this month's update?
Well, really just a reminder that, you know, we have the webinar series out there. People can go to our website, birddogsociety.org, and click on events. And we have, right now we have 6 webinars up there that people can register for. Those are free. And those are throughout the year. And we'll be adding a few more webinars that we're working on in the next few months. So essentially this is going to be close to 1 webinar a month. We plan to have at least 8 webinars per year. And so right now we have 6 on there, so we've got a few more coming. And then we're also working to do some volunteer opportunities around North Carolina, and that's repairing some duck blinds that are on public lands and building some new duck blinds on public lands. So we're working with state agencies to identify places we can build some duck blinds, work on some blueprints and stuff like that. So we should have some volunteer opportunities coming up here soon. And we got a few other things cooking too. Details still to be worked out, but For being only around for a few weeks, I feel like we're getting a pretty good schedule lined up, and we're really excited to kind of get on the ground and work with people and make a difference.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're stacking up the ideas, the opportunities, what you guys are going after. So I'm sure that we'll have that update for next month on the other things coming out here soon. But yeah, man, it sounds like you guys aren't having any problems staying busy. I'm sure your day job's appreciating that for sure.
Yeah. I'm burning the candle at both ends right now. So
trust me, I can relate. I definitely understand. Well, man, it sounds like you guys are off to a great start. Sounds like the launch went really well, and I'm sure that at Pheasant Fest, you being able to meet people face-to-face, you know, get to talk to them one-on-one and maybe get them to sign up in the booth right at the moment or something like that. You know, I'm sure that'll pan out, and I'm excited to see where it goes. It sounds like you guys are on the right track and getting a good response, and that's what we hope for, and that's what we're going to keep doing as we do these little updates.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate you, Nick, and GDIY, and, you know, helping us, you know, spread the word about our events and our mission. And, you know, like I said last time, if people want to go find out more, they can go to birddogsociety.org. They can click on events for the webinar series, but then, you know, read about our programs and our mission and, you know, what we're aiming to do. Our website's going to be updated probably on a monthly basis. So every month you can go back and there should be something new added on there. You know, we're hoping to provide resources for every state. So there's a lot of content that we still need to get on there for a lot of the states where we don't have a strong presence in. And then follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So we put a lot of posts on there. And a lot of times that's the first place to learn about some of our events and new offerings. And then usually after they announce them on social media, then they shortly thereafter they'll show up on the website so you can register for it.
Perfect. And if you're curious, all those links that he just said, I'll have in the show notes of this. If you just want to scroll down and click those, it should take you right there to it. Jim, I appreciate it as always. I'm excited to link back up with you here in a few weeks. I'll see you at Pheasant Fest myself as well. I'll probably be hanging out in your booth a little bit. And, you know, excited to see what the future updates are for next month.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see you in the frozen north.
Thank you for listening to GDIY. If you enjoy this podcast, please remember to take a moment to rate, review, and share with a friend. Also, be sure to follow us and our partners on Facebook and Instagram under Gundog It Yourself.
If you really enjoy the podcast and would like to contribute even more to the future content, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/gundogityourself. Thanks again and happy hunting.
Everyone seems to have the same questions or concerns when they start trying to decide which kennel to purchase for their vehicle. Perhaps it's time to stop asking all the questions and just design the perfect setup that meets your exact needs. B-Pro Kennel specializes in designing and fabricating custom premier dog boxes handcrafted right here in the USA from high-grade, lightweight aluminum. They'll get you set up with the size dimensions, lighting, storage, battery boxes with solar charging, and anything else you can dream of. Stop stressing over buying the wrong setup just after replace it again in a year. Go ahead and check out bprokennels.com and get exactly what you want.
If you're considering changing your dog's food soon, then be sure to check out Eukanuba Pro Performance. Their science-backed formulas are designed to take your dog to the next level of performance. They also now have the new puppy formula to help your pup start strong and live active. When looking at all the different food options, remember Eukanuba to help power their ultimate performance.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Bob from Lone Duck's Gun Dog Chronicles podcast. I hope you just enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you did, I think you'll enjoy hopping on ours. We've got professional retriever trainers and upland bird dog trainers from across the country and world sharing their tips and tricks and great stories to help you and your dog get ready for the season. We'll see you there.